This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, July 20th. Well, cattle markets had a fairly decent day yesterday. We started out a little bit weaker as the grain markets were higher, but that turned around as the grain markets backed off. Cattle were able to bounce, especially feeder cattle, putting in an outside day higher after a little bit of a spike low on the August contracts, and the deferreds reversing up wasn't an outside day higher, but still a pretty nice reversal in the feeder cattle. Live cattle, too, had a bit of just a minor spike low, spike down, and then they snapped back up. Didn't close higher across the board, but on the highs of the day, looking like they could get some follow-through to the upside. The night session in grains, however, fairly strong, and so I would expect that we'll see some pressure in the live cattle based on that alone, at least in the feeder cattle. In the cash trade, we didn't see anything get going yesterday on Monday, but for the week last week, it was fairly stable. We had the Fed cattle around 123, which is up one from the previous week. And then the dress trade around 198 would have been unchanged from the previous week. But box beef continues to work its way lower just day by day, almost every single day. We are just working our way lower. Choice was down another 145 yesterday. We're sitting at 266. Select down 230 at 249. The spread was up 85 cents. We're sitting at $17 even. So for the box beef, I'm keeping track of how many days down in a row this is, and it's getting to be some pretty impressive numbers. For the choice, we're down 26 of the last 27 days in a row. We've dropped $73 on the choice box beef values. That's a drop of 21% from its high on June 9th. In select, we're down 23 of the last 26 days for a drop of $61, and that's a drop of 20%. So it's pretty impressive how the box beef value just continues to work its way lower, and the cash trade is steady. In fact, it's up $2 to $3 from where the box beef prices peaked. So we've talked about this quite a bit, but box beef values had just soared higher. The margins for the packers were completely off the charts. So that is definitely has deflated. And whereas cash prices have remained steady to a little bit higher, the feedlots obviously have much more leverage in this market. They're looking at the spread between choice and select being widening out. Their incentive is to put on more weight on these cattle with feed grain prices that have backed off a bit and a lot more wheat availability for feed grain. And that's put the packers in a bit of a corner. They need to keep the numbers moving, and so they've had to bid up for the cattle. Eventually, this is all going to balance out, and I think that's probably starting to happen. With box beef values continuing to work lower, eventually that's going to spill over into your Fed trade. And I think we're kind of at that inflection point, the balance between where you would normally be anyway. The cash trade last week, again, we talked about the Fed and the dressed. Dressed weights are stabilizing. They're at 815 pounds. Again, that's equal from the week prior, but it's down 15 from a year ago. And on prices, the Fed trade at 123 is up 27 from a year ago. Dressed at 198 is up 40 from where we were a year ago. Steer prices at 164 are up 18 from where we were a year ago. Prime ribs at 388 is up 3 on the week and up 62 over last year. And 90% trimmings at 281 are up 1 on the week, up 38 over last year. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 4.7% over a year ago. Cow slaughter is up 4.1% over last year. Dressed weights up 0.3%. Beef production is up 5.0% over where we were a year ago. So that's pretty impressive. Beef consumption has backed off a little bit. Of course, with COVID, everything got skewed. We're down about 9% from where we were a year ago, but up 4.2% over where we were in 2019, and that is on higher prices. So it's interesting to note that, beef production is higher, beef prices are higher, significantly higher than where we were just a few months ago, and yet consumption is also higher than where we were 2 years ago. So there's clearly some demand destruction going on at these higher prices, but it's still from where we were last year, but it's still higher than where we were 2 years ago. So it's, if you keep track of all that, I think what it shows is the consumer is willing to pay somewhat higher prices, but not the extremely high prices that we saw here a month ago, which is why box beef values have backed off, but we're still above where we were in 2019. Now, as we look at the weather situation, the heat is coming to the Southern Plains and the Western Midwest, and it's going to be Nebraska, Kansas. It's already been parked over the Northern Plains. Now it's stretching into, again, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. We're seeing some spots in Texas where it'll be pushing 100. There are some regions in that area that is going to be over 110. It's just going to bake there. So pasture conditions in the Southern Plains have actually been very good so far this growing season. And that has certainly contributed to slow movement off pastures and into the feedlots. What we are seeing is the Northern Plains having a lot more cattle moving into feedlot or into the auction yards. And that just stands to reason. There's just nothing to feed them. And there won't be this winter with the hay crop being decimated. So big movement off of pastures in the Northern Plains, and keeping them on pasture in the Southern Plains is kind of skewing some of these dynamics as well. Normally you'd be seeing calves come off pasture about this time of year in the Southern Plains as it just gets hot and dry. That has really not been the case so far. But with the heat coming, I would imagine that's going to dry out some of these pasture conditions pretty fast. But in Montana, taking a look at some of these pasture conditions across the north, Montana's at 89% poor to very poor and only 2% good to excellent. North Dakota, 74% poor to very poor, 5% good to excellent. South Dakota, 78% poor to very poor, 2% good to excellent. Wyoming, 52% poor to very poor, 12% good to excellent. Then you look at Nebraska, 14% poor to very poor, 29% good to excellent. Kansas, 10% poor to very poor, 59% good to excellent. The further south you go, the better it gets. Oklahoma, 3% poor to very poor, 68% good to excellent. And Texas, not quite there, 16% poor to very poor and 58% good to excellent. I would say over the next 2 weeks, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma are going to see a pretty notable shift in pasture condition ratings. So demand for calves there, I think, is going to be squelched. I don't see producers buying Northern Plains calves to put on grass when they're staring at 100 degree temperatures for the next 2 weeks. That's just not going to happen. So I would expect to see more pressure coming into the feeder cattle. The feeder cattle index was down 66 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 150.73. There too, we've been down 5 days in a row. We've dropped about $3 over that time. Slaughter rates so far this week, running 118,000 head. That's 2,000 less than where we were a week ago, 3,000 head more than where we were a year ago. Box beef loads moved were 125 loads. And that's one thing, too, that we've seen is the volume pick up. And that stands to reason that your prices would be going down as your volume has picked up. But it's definitely been a notable increase in box beef supplies coming into the market. We're seeing some, well over the 150s. For a Monday number to be a 125 is a pretty healthy number. So we're seeing more animals coming out. We're seeing more slaughter. That could be the packers picking up chain speeds or just more availability. Either way, there's more volume coming into the marketplace. It's coming at lower prices. You know, it is being discounted by the packer. And we're still seeing cash cattle manage to stay fairly strong. And that's just kind of where we are from day to day. But looking forward, it sure looks like the corn crop is going to take another hit here. And this heat coming across the northern plains and stretching into the southern plains. It's moving into the western Midwest right as you're pollinating the bulk of your corn and soybean crops. And that heat is forecast to stay there through July and into early August. That completely encompasses, you know, the vast majority of your pollination time period. So I can only imagine that you're going to see some significant downgrades to crop conditions, to yields, and that just, you know, sends corn and beans, I think, sharply higher. And that's not good news for feeder cattle. It's most likely going to continue to pressure them. And that's something I was kind of looking for anyway, but I don't see the feeder cattle market completely falling apart. Even if you get a huge run up in corn, you will see the spike down in feeders. You'll probably see live cattle stabilize because you're not going to feed them very much. They're going to be lightweights. But the massive herd liquidation that we are witnessing is going to be, you know, setting up for a long-term bull market. But this is like the third year of herd liquidation, and it's coming in waves. The only place that we haven't seen major herd liquidation is Texas, which ironically houses 25% of your cattle herd. So I think that while we could very well see some pressure, especially in feeder cattle, for these next few weeks, the herd liquidation that we saw, massive liquidation last year, and another pretty big round this year, sets a stage for a very tight supply of calves this fall, and as we move forward, they're just not going to be there. So I think any kind of pressure we get on a big bull market in corn sets up for some pretty significant opportunities to get long in the feeder cattle market. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.